Jerry Musial teaches high school history and government in Salamanca, a small rural district about an hour and a half south of Buffalo. And Musial has more reason than most teachers to be wary of students and staff returning to school buildings this fall. It started with his 11-year-old grandson coming down with a fever at the tail end of last February break.
We were all kind of sick that week. It was a kind of family thing. It wasn't, and COVID wasn't something that people were really talking about in full yet. And then on Friday night, before the end of the break, his right eye started to bulge a little bit.
That got the family worried, but they were sent home from the emergency room after being told that he probably just had conjunctivitis. On Sunday, he had a seizure.
He was rushed to the emergency room, and they immediately medevaced him to Buffalo Children's. And then he was in PICU for almost 2 weeks.
Musial still doesn't know if it was COVID-19 that put his grandson in the pediatric intensive care unit where he was on a ventilator. But doctors did determine that a virus of some kind released bacteria from his sinuses into his brain. It took emergency surgery and the temporary removal of part of his skull to clear out the infection.
I felt, you know, I mean, I had a very vivid image of what a virus can do.
Musial took family leave to care for his grandson last spring. But when he got back involved in the school reopening process, he was alarmed to hear that teachers in Salamanca would be required to teach from their classrooms, even though the district is starting the school year remotely.
I don't understand why we can't work from home when we're working remotely from school. That doesn't make any sense.
Many, but not all, other area teachers feel the same way. One of them is a middle and high school science teacher in the Kenmore-Tonawanda district who wanted to stay anonymous because they're afraid of putting their job in danger. They say they feel like the Kenton district is requiring teachers to give remote instruction from their physical classrooms full time because they want to make sure teachers are doing their job. In Buffalo, the teachers union requested an emergency injunction from the state Supreme Court earlier this week to stop Buffalo Public Schools from requiring teachers to report to school just 2 days per week, but a judge denied that request Thursday. One Buffalo teacher who also wanted to remain anonymous but agreed to use her voice says she's actually heard a lot of different opinions on this from her colleagues.
My fear is that some students, you know, especially if they're hearing some of the more like negative things about what's going on with reopening plans and like, you know, the teachers are refusing this, the teachers are refusing that. Like, you can't expect the teachers to respond to you if it's after this time. Like, just all that kind of stuff. I don't want kids to accidentally get the message that we're trying to, like, avoid teaching them, because we're not at all.
Instead, all three teachers WBFO spoke to say all of the educators they know went into overdrive last spring trying to do the best they could with remote learning. Musial says he thinks everyone is now getting punished by being forced to risk their health for the potential slacking of a few.
Were people taking advantage of it? Probably. You know, I have no doubt about that. But I would like those people to be addressed.
The Buffalo and Kenton teachers also point out that the coronavirus pandemic isn't a challenge that teachers and school districts can overcome alone.
We shouldn't be being forced to make something work, because what we need is like a time machine and a federal government that was willing to listen to science and pay every single American to stay home for 2 months. And then we would be able to like reopen business as normal. So that's sort of my frustration at the moment.
Teachers are problem solvers first and foremost, says the Kenton teacher. But this one, they say, isn't on us. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.